I'm never going to make it out of this alley. We're all going to die here. These people are all pulled over in a way that is completely blocking this alley. And then there are two lanes of traffic stopped up behind them. Boy. Okay, well. This will be an interesting one. Run out of water yet? I don't know. I just bought this water out of a vending machine. It's carbonated. Got lemon in it. I didn't have to stab a guy to get it, so I'm assuming we're still hanging on. Am I drinking my pee? I mean, yes, but that's just, you know, it's Wednesday. Felt the need to stop in front of my car and wave at me as if to say, hey, do you see me here? And I'm like, if I didn't see you there and I was looking to move, you would already be dead. Okay. Let's see what we can do. I'm gonna just... Well, okay. We're not going the way we normally go. There was just no way I was gonna get in that lane. It just wasn't gonna happen. I could find the cough drop I put in my pocket this morning. That. Got it. Okay. It's going to come in handy a little later. Yes, that's... Now you're doing it. Honking at all these people that are clearly turning left. Yeah. That's what a taxi driver does. I'm guessing they just have to look busy. Look like they're not trying to screw over their passenger. Actually, he doesn't have anybody in his car. Fuck that. All right. You want to go slower because you're looking for people, you're trolling for people to pick up. Right? Isn't that how that works? Yeah. Whoop it up, cop. Appears to be an ambulance up here, but I'm turning, so that shouldn't affect me. Much. Ow. Keep in mind that expensing things on, or you know, listing things as business expenses on your taxes does not automatically mean that it's just free. You know, you don't, like, you deduct some of that cost and there is an eventual savings there that builds up, but it's not work like that. As someone who has bought televisions near the end of the year, specifically to know that they could be written, you know, written off on that year's taxes, you know, it's not zero, you know, it's not like it doesn't help at all, but. Is this guy gonna go? No, he's not gonna go. Okay. think a lot more going this way, because it's like backwards from the way I drive in, which is not how the way I drive out normally. So let's just see what's on the radio then.
So it didn't matter how long you've been gone, when you came back, motherfuckers gonna be like, okay, yeah, Trap got home, okay, like, let's get it popping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And definitely I want to shout out Keisha Kale. You understand?
The Trap Goddess.
Yo, if it's ever been a ride or die in the world, it's you. You got it, young Gucci, you don't know how lucky you are, bro. I think you do. Ooh. I ain't gonna pardon me.
Yes, I think you do.
You understand? Like, that's real shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Ah, yes, real shit.
I think my chicks skipped out about 8 months. You understand?
Damn, 8 months?
The bridge was over like Karen Park. She was gone.
The bridge was over?
Yeah, she was gone. You understand what I'm saying?
Over.
I super salute my girl, man. She kept it too real. Ain't nobody never kept it real like that.
Period. What's up? And it's good to see that y'all are working together. She coming out with you. Adding on, that like a queen's supposed to. That's a beautiful thing, man. That's like, we need to see that out here, because there's a lot of confused motherfuckers out here. They need to see that black love. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And y'all definitely representing that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So look, I know we got y'all here for a second. Sam Crespo can't wait to go like this to wrap me up.
Aww.
So let's get into
let's get some music.
We got two joints here. Like, what's the first joint we gonna play?
I got a Bling Blah Bird featuring Young Dolph. And I got Last Time featuring Travis Scott. Both of them are banger, whatever you want to play first. They going hard. All right,
so here we go.
This person has opened the door of this truck and has walked away and left the door open, and what the fucking fuck is even happening? And this truck is just sitting here, no fucking lights on, no blinkers, no hazards, no nothing. What the fuck is even happening? All right, here we go. Guy just in the car, just fucking, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Woman got out, just fucking walked away, left the door open, it slammed on its own.
We're gonna take this time today to play some classic Shawty Low music. You know what I'm saying?
As serious as cancer. Who can keep the average dancer? Hyper has a heart attack, nobody smiling. Cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down and write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. These pieces and bits of all my hip hop hits. Get the style down back, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more of yours. Then you're faking, you're ready for the neighborhood tour. So EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine. Then change the rhyme around that can aggravate. So when you see me come up freeze, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they do that. They who think wrong or fake or can't do that style that I'm doing. They might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on ruin. Your upbeat DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till he say play him. So I'ma have to diss and broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. So the needle don't budge. I hold a
conversation, cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I see y'all, I'm a freestyle, going steadily to fuck up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later. Cause I'm with the crowd and be a renovator. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing, and I get furious quick. And I take it for a walk through hell. Read your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke and the finish when the beat is gone. I'm gonna choke, I'm choke.
Let's talk about it.
What's going on with that right there?
Yes, let's talk about it.
October is my new album. It's coming out 2017. I feel like, you know, when I was gone, the whole way people consume music changed. So,
go backwards through this tunnel. I mean, go the other way, not back. Look. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying a different Gucci.
Yeah.
When I say different, I mean as far as fashion. You know what I'm saying? It brought to my attention, you know what I'm saying, that you was featuring the New York Times Art and Leisure section as well as Vogue.com.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Now, yeah. Vogue is heavy.
Okay.
Now, do we need to point at Keisha and some assistance with that, or is that all...
She definitely inspired that. But while I was locked up, my whole thing was, you know, that's just my motivation. It was like, I need to lose weight because I want to wear all the stuff I couldn't wear before I left.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, shit, you know, they don't make this shit in 42 and 44. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I got to get down to a 34, 36. And that would keep me motivated to this day. I'm like, I got a party in Chicago Friday. I want to wear this. I can't eat that. I got to work out. I love clothes. I love clothes more than down there. I love anything. So my whole health kick is really just a vain thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to be fresh. I want to fit that shit. So that drives me.
Well, food-wise, what did you kick out of your diet? Like, what's your food regimen?
I still, you know, I try to, like, eat clean as I can, but I work out a lot. And I mess up a lot.
Okay.
But when I mess up, I just get back on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, okay, well, I ate this. Sometimes I'm going to eat reckless, you know what I'm saying? Because I love food, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just work it off, you know what I'm saying? I plan for it, so, you know, like, I might do good for 2 weeks. I might do bad for 3-4 days, but I don't get stressed out about it. I just get back on it. I think people be on diets, and then they trying to be so perfect. I ain't perfect, so I don't even try to do that, you know what I'm saying?
So no vegan, vegan, none of that. You still eat meat?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? No. Like, people like, did he cut out sugar?
Hell no.
Did he cut out carbs? It's really just a workout. You just focus.
I really, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, I ain't even trying to be funny. Like, I cut out lean. That way really was a lot of my weight. Because ain't that much sugar.
Yeah, that's sugar.
And I'm putting that shit in a drink, and I'm drinking it all day, every day. So that was just really a lot of it. And I drink a lot. I don't drink no sodas. So that's probably what I cut out more than. I only drink water.
Yeah,
water and coffee.
That's beautiful.
That's it.
That's a beautiful thing right there.
And it shows. And no, he is not clone, you guys. Like, that was crazy hearing that rope.
That's the most stupidest shit in the world, you know?
That shit was crazy.
But you know what's crazy? When people...
Yeah, his tattoos and stuff, people really thought he was a whole other person.
The key thing is, if you got people talking about you, that's cool. When the motherfucker don't want to talk about you, you got a problem.
Got something to worry about.
You understand what I'm saying? Exactly. So, you know, it's all good, you know? So not to take no shine off of you, bro, but you got your your woman here. Oh, she's nah. doing big things too. We need to.
Is like thousands, it seems. But back then,
college brings you so many different things. Grover Washington Jr.'s Wine Light. I hear those footsteps down the hall. That's Withers.
And talking to Garth Brooks about not Garth Brooks songs, I guess that's
something
different.
So this guy's career, he keeps showing up in these great songs and go, oh, I know exactly who that is.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
It's a song that's not by Garth Brooks on the Garth Brooks channel.
It's
finally, we found it.
When she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's on.
Thank you. watch more. You can't do that on television. It's been a while.
Guys running in and out and trying to get, you know, get as much as they can out of your rodeo in particular because of the everything that's on the line this last weekend. I can't wait to get there.
Well, we're looking forward to having you. We're working real hard and trying to
So Dean Ambrose absolutely has had a resurgence over the past couple of weeks. And then you throw in a Randy Orton, and he's got his thing going on with Bray Wyatt, and you're wondering where that's going to go, and then ultimately where Randy Orton does go after the smoke clears with some of these feuds.
Nowhere.
You compare that to Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw does not have the chops at the top that SmackDown does. Simply put, maybe I'm wrong, Dave. Maybe the Busted Open Nation is going to call me crazy at 844-796-7874. But Rollins and Owens, as they tango, Reigns and Rusev, and Chris Jericho, those are your top guys on Raw.
Right now?
Right now they are. And you got a murky character in Seth Rollins. You got a full-on heel that everybody wants to cheer in the champ Owens. You got a babyface that everybody wants to boo in Roman Reigns. And Rusev, it's crazy to even say he belongs in that picture, Dave. They don't. They do not stand up to SmackDown when it comes to the top. And you tune in to see the top. That's the top. That's the draw for any product. It doesn't just have to be pro wrestling. You want to see the big stars when you're going to invest your time.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to Raw, and I blame that Authority storyline on this. To me, the only must-see person on that Raw roster right now is Chris Jericho. You look at SmackDown, Doug, and I said it at Busted Open Radio last night, you can make a case that Miz is going to be one of the candidates for Wrestler of the Year when we have our Busted Open Awards. It's amazing to me the work that The Miz has done. We've talked about it before about how he's doing such a great job. The Miz is doing the best work of his career.
Absolutely.
And I have been the biggest person, Doug, throughout the time that we've been doing this show, that The Miz was somebody that I could not relate to. The Miz is somebody that I was not a fan of. The Miz, to me, was somebody that should not have been at the top of the card. I love what The Miz is doing, to the point, to me, he is a main event talent. To me, The Miz is must-see TV every single
like guy's day. Fucking breathlessly just going, The Miz is just,
I am saying that in 2016, Doug, when I was asking 5 years ago that this guy should be off the WWE roster.
You wanted him fired, dude.
I wanted him gone. I wanted him gone. Here I am 5 years later saying that I think he's one of the best performers in the WWE. And there's a list of, like you said, four or five other guys, Doug, on this SmackDown roster that's must-see TV. There's another four or five guys that you could say could possibly be Wrestler of the Year. And I'm throwing out an AJ Styles. I'm throwing out a Dean Ambrose, who we were complaining about a month ago. But again, that's doing, I think, the best work that he's been doing since the breakup of The Shield the last couple of weeks, since the brand split, since he's been a part
these
of
SmackDown. These guys are talking Wrestler of the Year based on the last Absolutely. 2 weeks of shows.
On SmackDown, in a condensed time slot versus a Raw, you're able to throw in, sure, extended matches, but you're going to still have the same, leading type matches, a situation where Jack Swagger's sitting outside and Baron Corbin's in there with Apollo Crews. You kind of figured how that match was going down. I know there's a lot of people that are upset about Crews, but he's in there for a reason. Baron Corbin needs something, somebody solid to go over, and Apollo Crews is certainly that guy. And then when you look at Baron Corbin and Jack Swagger, you kind of figured that there'd be some sort of standoff. Maybe physical. It wasn't physical at the end of that match, but it's going to get physical. And listen, Jack Swagger goes from being an absolute nobody, nothing, forgotten about on Raw, and now he moves, and by the way, Raw with a whole lot more, time to fill, and then he moves over and goes to SmackDown, and Jack Swagger's a significant figure. He's a guy that's actually going to end up going against Baron Corbin, probably put Baron Corbin over, but there's a useful role yep. for a guy like Swagger where he was absolutely lost on Monday Night Raw.
So Raw can have 3 hours and 10 minutes every Monday night, and they can't get somebody over, but SmackDown in 2 hours, where they have three major lengthy matches, can still get some talent that's younger and also.
Except that Baron Corbin is terrible, and as soon as Swagger's done doing that, he goes back to obscurity. Like, what the we're out of their fucking mind.
Less time than Raw can do with more time. It's a joke.
Absolutely. And Raw's definitely has more tools to play with, yet, on the SmackDown roster, they're basically, they're shuffling in and out of, say, three significant tag teams, one of which, again, who knows how long Slater and Rhino are going to last, yet they're making something good out of it. They're elevating a guy like Slater. If he ends up back in the singles mix, I think he'll be in much better shape than he was. So that's another boost for a SmackDown. And then you got the Usos. They were completely lost. They were absolutely you couldn't stand the Usos more than you can't stand the New Day. And now the Usos, now you're excited. The Usos are heels. The Usos are buzzing. The Usos are the number one contenders right now. And you may be a little dissension in the ranks, but more likely, you got a team that's recuperating and a team that's absolutely primed to make a big jump in American Alpha. So SmackDown doing more with less, and less time, less wrestlers, infiltration from the top in terms of the authority, quote unquote, in terms of your, authority figures. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon doing the best with their time, with their limited time. SmackDown is absolutely the better show, and SmackDown should be commended in terms of what they've done over the past couple of months, which is literally be a rival to Monday Night Raw. For the 2 hours they're on, they're getting almost as many viewers.
Yeah, and it shows in the ratings, Doug, and just amazing to me that you could do more with less time.
No, it doesn't.
But as we said before, all we were doing, once the draft took place, not just us, Doug, but the Bus Open Nation bitching and moaning about, oh my God, how is SmackDown going to be able to be live on Tuesday nights with such a thin roster when all the major superstars are on Raw? You're totally looking at that different. After 2 months, Doug, this isn't 2 years. This is 2 months. So in 2 months' time, SmackDown's been able to take this roster and overturn it in a way where that top of the card looks amazing. And then you look at Raw, and guys that we thought we'd go to that next level haven't, and probably the only must-see guy is Chris Jericho. It's amazing. In 2 months' time, this just has been since the draft in July.
And things will go in their ebbs and flows, and I think
we'll
certainly be very much into Rollins when things get sorted out better with his character. And I think Owens, the more wins he gets, the more you'll feel better about him. But I agree in the fact that, Dave, there are guys that we absolutely would have been afterthoughts on the Monday Night Raw roster that SmackDown has now taken and put them in a situation where you're interested in watching them. Right at the top of the list, by far at the top of the list, like you said, is The Miz, and then it keeps on trickling down from there. Baron Corbin, you're more interested in. You know, Jack Swagger was a nothing on Monday Night Raw. You're back interested in Jack Swagger for the first time in 6 years. It's ridiculous. You know, it's unbelievable.
Since he won the World Heavyweight Championship on SmackDown.
You got to use for a guy like Kane. You didn't see him last night, but you got Kane. You throw him out there in a big match. Kane's going to be, you know, a representative guy. Kane's a future Hall of Famer, so you use him in bits and pieces. You get a little sprinkle of Kane here and there. You know, and by the way, you have Eric Rowan doing the bidding for Bray Wyatt. At some point, Luke Harper's coming back. Luke Harper damn well better be coming for the SmackDown roster. There's another guy they're going to be able to put at least in a mid-card role.
Yeah, it's only going to get better. This SmackDown show on Tuesday nights is only going to get better, Doug. And you said it at the start, and I can't believe it. I cannot believe after the foundation of Monday nights, the flagship show for decades on Monday night, and I could care less about Monday Night Football. Doug, you and I have talked about that usually the best game isn't Monday Night Football, it's Sunday night. That the best pay-per-view, the best show is on Tuesday nights, and the ratings are that close between Raw and SmackDown. It's unbelievable to me.
And John Cena is taking clean pins, not just at SummerSlam.
No more Super Cena, guys.
Super Cena's dead. Because John Cena, forget about SummerSlam and AJ Styles, John Cena's taking a clean pin for the first time in like 7-some years on a TV show. The last time, I think, was against like Triple H. I don't even know if we were on the air at that point, Dave. It was like 08 or 09. Unbelievable. John Cena taking it. Now, it was on a roll-up, so it was kind of quirky. It's not like John Cena was down and out and decisively beaten like AJ Styles. But he took a 1-2-3 from Dean Ambrose. Shocking. And they almost poo-pooed it on the commentary. But for me, it was like fall-off-your-seat type of moment. I couldn't believe Dean Ambrose got that pin. Then John Cena takes a phenomenal forearm from AJ, jumping out of stands from the middle of nowhere. So John Cena is doing the job. Maybe he was bashful for losing on Monday Night Raw. Maybe it's okay. Hey, it's Tuesdays on SmackDown. I'm okay with this.
He does his best work on Mondays, not on Tuesdays. Come on.
I don't work on Tuesdays. I mean, it's ridiculous. I can't work under these conditions.
Doug, either I'm dreaming or I'm on the dope or something like that. But Super Cena is dead, and The Miz is must-see TV. This is coming from Dave. The world, the dogs and cats living together. It's a new era. It's 2016. It's unbelievable.
The sky is no longer blue.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable, and it's fascinating to see how this evolution continues to work, because a regular John Cena, still a Teflon figure in pro wrestling, and under any circumstance, he could have had 50 straight losses.
True.
It'd still be significant if John Cena gets defeated. John Cena losing to Dean Ambrose, that puts him in a significant place. Dean Ambrose now going into a championship match next week. Man, they're throwing out big matches right and left. You know what? To hell with holding stuff back. And by the way, Dean Ambrose, he's ready for a precipitous fall at some point, because look, he's going to lose to AJ next week, and he's not going to win that triple threat coming up in a couple of weeks at the SmackDown pay-per-view. So Dean Ambrose, just when he's starting to hum, he's probably going to fall a little bit. You know what? That's okay. They need Dean Ambrose in other feuds. They need other people to kind of branch out and step up to face it, Dean Ambrose. So as they go here, things continue to evolve with SmackDown, and I think it's all for the better.
I think you just proved, Doug, why you're the smart one and I'm the fool, because you just used the word precipitous that would never come out of my mouth. So I think you have shown over why we've been on the air now since, what, 2009, that you're the smart guy and I'm the fool. And the hypocrite, by the way.
I don't know about the smart guy. I'm probably just a little smart.
You are smart. And you're definitely smarter than me. That's for sure.
Oh, boy. A lot to talk about here. Dean Ambrose, certainly on top of our conversation.
That's another thing, too, Doug. I mean, we've spent all this time. The nation's been killing us. We've been killing Dean Ambrose, but we Absolutely. Can't kill this guy anymore. Not from the work that he's done over the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And Dean
That's
Ambrose.
That's all it takes. 2 weeks. Turn it all around. Like, this guy's the best.
He's on there with Daniel Bryan and his girlfriend. It's an absolute bizarre situation for Ambrose. circles. There's another piece that SmackDown has going for it.
Yep.
What does Monday Night Raw have in terms of the WWE Network? You can't throw anything on. You lose the whole East Coast audience. Nobody is watching something on the WWE Network at 11:05 p.m. Eastern Time on the East Coast. At that point, you're either going to sleep or you're flipping over to the end of the Monday Night Football game if it's halfway decent. There's no way you're watching something on the network. But talking smack at 10 o'clock Eastern Time for 20 minutes with Daniel Bryan and an interesting guest, give that to me every week. You got Dean Ambrose going nutso last night. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give that sort of content to me, and that's another good boon for WWE. That's a boost for them that they can say, hey, smooth two-hour show. You enjoyed that? We'll give you another 20 minutes with Daniel Bryan and guest. It's working for WWE. SmackDown is working for WWE. Calls to come, 844-SXM-RUSH. Tweets to come at Busted Open Radio.
Yo, my motivation, do the reason that I'm moving with no hesitation.
Like this is a big rich town. Yeah.
I mean, I think I agree that, like, the top of the SmackDown stuff is a little more interesting than the stuff on Raw, but, like, to treat all of this like it's fucking second coming, like, the Attitude Era is back, this is the best, like, to be that breathless about any of this seems... you know what? If my livelihood was more directly wrapped up in talking about wrestling than it is, which is to say it's kind of not, but we do that little thing occasionally, I would be excited that wrestling sucked slightly less. I'd be like, oh, thank God, there's something worth talking about. Kids Bop version, so why would I listen to it? We'll be right back. all this bush.
For soothing musical relief, try SiriusXM.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Connection, and nowadays that's easier than ever.
All right, SiriusXM.com to learn more.
All right, well, we've got an email again.
This is another note from Marky's mailbox. Email your comments and questions to Marky Ramone at SiriusXM.com.
All right, Marky, this is the first time I have listened to your show. It's great. Can you play the Dead Kennedys? Thank you. Cal from Michigan. We're going to play the Dead Kennedys. Soup is good food and kill the poor.
Very insightful email and response.
Your place to stay for the 2016 PBR Bill Quartz Cup World Finals in Las Vegas. Fans can receive up to 15% off their room reservations with rates starting at $39 per night. Ooh. That's right, $39 per night at Luxor Hotel and Casino. Catch all the PBR action.
I like the Luxor. It's shaped like a fucking pyramid.
During the broadcast, go to Luxor.com today. Use promo code PBRFAN2016.
RFT-TV's The American, the world's richest one-day rodeo, matures to AT&T Stadium.
PBR Fan 2016 is also my Xbox Live gamertag, so...
Then else,
and you know your body is starting to be like, man, I gotta get up here, you know, or you're in the arena, you gotta move around. How you sitting through that SummerSlam? Dave, we got there, it was already an hour plus into that show. They obviously had the kickoff. We got there just in time for Cesaro Sheamus. But imagine we were there for the whole time. We had to get up three times from our seats, and that was us, the consummate wrestling viewers, where we're sitting there and we don't want to miss any action. And it was very difficult to get through.
It's too much. It's too long, Doug. And it has nothing to do with age, and maybe a lot with attention span. I don't know. My favorite all-time movie is The Godfather. I can't tell you the last time I watched that movie from beginning to end. I watch it in spurts. I watch it from one scene to another, or maybe the first half hour or the last half hour. I think it's the same when you're asking somebody to sit for 3 hours and 10 minutes on a Monday Night Raw, where either you went to school all day or you worked all day and you got to get up early the next morning. It's too damn long. End of story.
Very long. Very difficult to get through. If it was compelling action, beginning to end, look.
Even then, though, even if it was a very good Raw, let's face it, it's hit or miss at this point when it comes to Raw. It's very rare that we say to each other on a Tuesday, Doug, that last night we saw a very good or great Raw.
You don't even need one hand to count how many great Raws, even since the draft.
Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe one or two. But even if it was great, 3 hours and 10 minutes is way too long for a pro wrestling show.
For me, I could sit through it if it was literally compelling beginning to end, if it was Cena, Styles, at SummerSlam, you know, straight away through. But that's just not the case. You're not always going to get that greatness. So, you know, you keep piling on average, 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 and whether it's storylines, whether it's work rate, whatever the reason is, it's very difficult to get through.
And look at last night, for example. We talked about those three great matches. That, to me, that's enough, Doug. You know, you're getting a little bit more length. That's great. So, but what's the difference, honestly, if you're getting a women's match that before the draft was 3 minutes and now it's 5.5 minutes? If you're seeing a multiple segments and you have a bunch of segments that are wasted segments, again, less is more in this case.
And it's always the keyed-in situations where you know what's going to happen. Like when Cole starts that inflection, you know they're going to commercial break. You know there's some sort of bump that's taken. A guy flops out of the ring.
You know they're going to break.
Cole starts wrapping it up. You know they're going to break. And then it's another 3 minutes before you get back into that match. Those ebbs and flows are very difficult to maintain. Raw is definitely the most notable. But boy, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, they are difficult to get through no matter how great the content is. Josh in Oklahoma City joins us. Hey, Josh.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks, Josh.
Good to have, like. You know, I agree with you. SmackDown was the better show, and I remember after the draft, I was thinking, like, those first couple of shows with the ascension of Finn Balor and the talent they had, I was thinking, man, this Raw could be really, really good. And I think the problem is there are two problems that I have. That
this dude looked at the ascension and said Raw could be really good,
even though. AJ might be pound for pound, I think you could make the case, the best wrestler active right now, at least in North America. Number one is, I think when Finn got injured, they were scrambled, they didn't know what to do, and they're trying to do even more on the fly than they're usually doing. And I think not only the wrestling better on SmackDown, but no stupid comedy. That New Day Club feud, oh my God, I wish that thing would end and end now. Gallows and Anderson, they aren't comedians. And the New Day was one of the hottest acts they have, and now people are turning on them because it's so stupid.
Do you have a young son or daughter in the background, by the way?
My son, it's Oliver.
It's all good. I got a 2-year-old myself. He will absolutely talk over me any day of the week.
Yeah, we're not going to call you Josh. We're going to call you Dada.
Josh, you're Dada. You work through it. So, and I think it's a salient point, Dave.
But yeah, it's absolutely the point. Because, yeah, you're right. Gallows and Anderson and the New Day, we said it yesterday. You're seeing that every week. Why? Because they have to fill time. So maybe if you saw them once every 3 weeks, you'd be like, all right, I'm into it because it's funny once every 3 weeks. But when you see it every single Monday night and you've seen the New Day, 2 or 3 segments on a Monday night, yes, it's going to run its course way too quick. And New Day and Gallows and Anderson, I'm sorry, they have run their course.
Dave, there was zero comedy last night. There was none. It was literally all nuts and bolts. Everything moving forward. All the things tying together nicely. In fact, you know, starting the show off with, you know, I'm wondering, how is Alexa Bliss going to fare in this situation? She did pretty well herself, and then Becky gets to beat the crap out of her, Dan signed the contract, and she gets her music to play. And they're doing things very well, Dave.
Even with Rhino and Slater, right? Here you are, Rhino and Slater, you're going to think, all right, this is just going to be comedy and jokes. You saw an edge from them last night. So it's no wonder you're finally getting it from somebody like a Dean Ambrose.
Absolutely. 844-SXMRush, 844-796-7874. Your calls continue, your tweets continue at Busted Open Radio, and we get real selfish in hour number two.
Award-winning LaGreca break down the world of professional wrestling on the award-winning Busted Open.
You gotta remove that preset. Get less wrestling in my life. It doesn't deserve as much time as it gets.
Area.
In the mix of Electric Area.
On Sirius XM.
Well, I made it home, and that's good. So I'll see you later. Everybody have a good night. See you in the morning.